Back here on the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coach's Corner, in the place to be, that is Hy-Vee, each and every Saturday morning. Glad to have you here on Sunny 99.7 at yourfortdodge.com. We turn our attention now to Fort Dodge softball and our weekly conversation with your friend and mine. I like to call her the history maker, Andy Adams, 700 win club, state runner-up, all that. And she joins us here on the program. Coach, good to have you on the show. I know it's a busy time, and we appreciate you making time for the program.
Absolutely, Rob. Thank you so much.
It's always great to have you, and you guys have been on a roll here. We're going to start back with last weekend and work our way forward. Your Fort Dodge Softball Invitational, I was there for all of your games in it, except for the opener in that. But tremendous tournament, in my opinion, probably the premier tournament in the entire state, and you guys come up just a little bit short in the finals against Muscatine.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, we wanted to make sure that we had the tougher side of the bracket. I wanted to make sure that we played all of the top teams that we could, and because that's only going to make you, you know, better toward the end of the year. And I thought that, you know, given either way, they win 1-0, we win 1-0. It, you know, either way, we're still playing a great game. And I know that Hopkins thinks the same way, the head coach. And I thought it was a great game. And, you know, they took advantage of an opportunity, and we learned from it.
Yeah, for sure. And, of course, you guys got some very marquee wins against Davenport Assumption, Newell Fonda, some really good teams in that tournament. You were able to make yourself better, as they say, iron sharpens iron there. You move on from the tournament after falling to Muscatine 1-0, and something that I was a little concerned about going into Monday's doubleheader with a good Ankeny Centennial team was having some sort of maybe hangover from the loss, because it was the first loss for you in quite a while, going back to June 1st. But I think credit to your coaches and credit to your players, really, for coming back on Monday and being ready to go in that doubleheader against Centennial.
Well, you know, we just have to be. I mean, that's the schedule. You play, you know, great teams in and out. And like I said, every team that we play is getting better and better. And we knew that Ankeny Centennial was going to bring it, and we'd split with them earlier. And we just wanted to make sure that we were ready to go and knew what we had to do as far as, you know, pitch selection and coming together and doing what we needed to do. And I think the girls did a great job of adjusting and doing that.
Coach Andy Adams is my guest here on the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coach's Corner. Back on Monday, Ankeny Centennial, you sweep them at Rogers Park, 1-0 and 3-2, a pair of one-run games. How much do you think that helps your team as you prepare for the postseason? How much does that help you in terms of knowing what buttons to push as we get to the postseason?
Well, I think that, you know, it's important for our girls to know that at this point, any given day, anybody can beat anybody, especially when you're talking 5A softball. And, you know, we played the good teams. We want to make sure that we continue to do that. And we knew that both Ankeny schools, you know, they just bring us different style. Both of them have different teams and different styles. I mean, Ankeny themselves have a 7 of the 9, you know, are lefties. And that's exactly what, you know, we need to make sure we prepare for, because, you know, you don't have teams with that many lefties. I don't think anybody has that many lefties. He made about 8 pitching changes throughout the game. That was a first.
Yeah.
So I thought the girls did a great job of adjusting to that. So, yeah.
Coach Andy Adams, my guest here on the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coach's Corner. Coach, you know, you guys offensively had had some games where you didn't score a whole lot. Part of that was the competition you played with your softball invitational, playing tremendous teams with really good pitching, and then Ankeny Centennial, who's got solid pitching as well. But you really came out of that and were hitting on all cylinders on Wednesday night in a 2-game sweep of a doubleheader against Ankeny High. You score 29 runs in 2 games, and in that second game, every player in your lineup had at least 1 hit, and you had about 5 players that had 2 or more hits. So starting to put that together, it looks like, offensively, and kind of came alive, I thought, Wednesday night.
Well, Tuesday, you know, we did a 2.5-hour practice of execution and offensive strategy, and for us, offense is not just hitting. It's about moving runners. It's about, you know, placing runners where they need to be. It's about knowing what to do at the plate with the amount of outs, pitch selection, where, you know, defenders are, you know, positioned, different things like that. And we just have to come together to know, do we need to bunt? Do we need to hit? Do we need to hit oppo? Do we need to slap? Do we need to, you know, push? I mean, it's a lot of different things. Plus our base running. We've adjusted the base running a little bit. Yeah, we're aggressive, but there are times where we have to be less aggressive, especially with runners at three in the downward angle, different things like that. So we fixed a lot of things, and I thought we did a great job.
Yeah, and I thought you've done a good job of adjusting how you run the bases, too. You talked about the runner at three in a downward angle. For folks that don't understand that lingo, basically what that is a runner on third, and when the third baseman is moved up close to home, you've got to let the ground ball go through before you can run from there, because that's an easy throw and an out. And we've seen teams make that play on you a couple of times, but you guys have adjusted to that, and I thought have really come alive in the way you ran the bases on Wednesday night was what you call the red and black wolf pack. That's the every time I see you run like that, that's what I think.
Well, and the girls are just so aggressive. They know exactly what, you know, we need to do. If the ball's going to be 2 to 3 feet away and there's no defender, they just go. And those aren't things that we tell them to do. They know that they're supposed to just go on their own and do the best they can to make it work. And as long as they go on their full bore, I'm okay with it. And they know that I won't yell at them for getting out or whatever. But if they hesitate and then go, that's a different story. So we work a lot on that, you know, just to trust themselves, trust their speed, and go with it.
Andy Adams is my guest. Fort Dodge softball. The Dodgers have been really good of late. 17 of 18 after Wednesday night sweep of Ankeny in games you heard on Sunday 99.7. T.K. Doster, your All-State catcher, recently the news came out that she's been selected to the Iowa Girls Association or Coaches Association All-Star team. Great news for her, great news for her family, great news for the program, and a well-deserved honor, I believe.
Absolutely. T.K. is just, you know, since her eighth grade year, been playing for us at a high level, and, you know, she has what it takes. You know, she's going to Iowa, and you know, we make sure that, you know, she understands, you know, with the grueling aspect of being a catcher, and honestly putting her in any position that we put her at, she's great. It's no surprise, honestly, that she was selected, because she's a favorite, not just obviously for our community, our program, but for a lot of the coaches that we play against. You know, they just love how she plays, her style. You know, I mean, she's a bull. She's the general behind the plate, and she's a kid that, you know, everybody, you know, wants to have on their team, and she knows exactly what to do back there, and her softball IQ is insane, and I just love that she was selected for that honor.
Yeah, and well-deserved for her. And, you know, unless you watch TK behind the plate, I don't think you can really appreciate her. And I know you guys get to watch her every day, and I see her quite a bit, and I just appreciate so much of what she does, how she moves behind the plate, how she frames pitches, how she can throw down from her knees, all that kind of stuff that she does defensively. And then you add the offense, hitting over 400. She goes 3-for-4 in game two against Ankeny, wins tonight, and also had a three-run homer in the game one there. So for her, you know, offensively, now she has moved into second all-time on the career home run list. So she's continuously giving you not just a tremendous defensive effort, but a lot at the plate too.
Absolutely. I mean, that's why she's been selected. You know, from the very beginning, she just knows exactly what to do with the ball, where to hit it, you know, where to go. Her power, you know, just increases every single year. And it's exactly what the team needs and what she wants. And I know she's not looking, you know, to hit homers every single time, but that's a lot of pressure to do and know that you're, you know, up there for breaking that record. So, you know, we just keep talking line drives, the homers will come. And she understands that, and I think she's done a great job at the plate, hitting and defense.
Yeah, and she never gets cheated with those swings. Even when she swings and misses, it's a hard cut every time.
Oh, yeah.
Andy Adams is my guest. Fort Dodge softball, Dodgers in action this weekend. We're going to talk about that in just a ball. Coach, you know, somebody that we don't talk enough about, Maya Davis. I talked about her on the broadcast on Wednesday. You know, last year, Maya kind of platooned in right field. She has taken that position on her own now, solidified herself in that spot. She's hitting 400 on the year after Wednesday night and an on-base percentage of over 400. And defensively, very solid. I tell you, offensively, she surprised me a little bit. But what really surprises me is I watched her throw the ball from the fence to second base like a frozen rope on Wednesday night. And I didn't know that arm was there.
I think a lot of people don't realize that even though our girls are little, they've just been taught to throw with all of their might behind them. And the thing with Maya, she's so quick. Like, she gets on base, you're not going to get her out. I mean, there's just no chance. Literally, the only time she's been called out is for leaving too soon, which in all the instances she's been called out, we don't think she left early. She's just so quick.
Yeah,
that,
she could run.
You know, we just think that is just something that she's been. And you talk about somebody who just – knows when to go. She does. I mean, very rarely is she going to make a base running error, and that's why we need to have her on as much as possible, and she's doing a great job of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And against Ankeny the other night, she stole everything but the dugout when she got on base. She was all over the place.
I'm sure if she could steal the dugout, she would.
And she probably could. She was stealing more bases than hubcaps get stolen in downtown Chicago. She was all over it the other night.
I know. I love it. I mean, she's, like I said, they're going to do their, you know, free reign, and they I don't even really give them the green light. They just know. They also are reading pitches. So if it's slower or going toward the dirt, they go. It's just an instinct. It's something that they're working on.
Coach Andy Adams is my guest here on the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coach's Corner. Coach, you were in action this weekend at the Linmar Tournament. Pretty star-studded lineup, pretty deep in terms of quality teams from all over the state. What are you looking for today in that tournament?
Same thing. We're playing the eastern side of the state, which is something that's different. And, you know, they just have a different style of ball. And, you know, I just love seeing different teams constantly just to see what they have, just to see what they have for pitching. Because as we know, that you know, they're going to have the eastern side of the state for teams and, you know, all over the place. And so it's great to see that. Would definitely love to play, you know, teams like Pleasant Valley and Linmar. You know, Jose Lara, they've won two state titles back-to-back when his daughter was playing, and he's just a fabulous guy. And, you know, they just know how to swing it, and we need to face those teams to get ready.
Muscatine's in that tournament on the other side of the bracket. Want another shot at them right here this weekend?
You know, I mean, if it comes down to that, yep, great. But obviously we're going to have to think strategy, and I know that they are too. And, you know, when we face them, you know, they've got two quality pitchers that, you know, Bree Seaman threw the first game against Pleasant Valley. I went before the other side of our tournament. Chalupa came in fresh and was ready to go. And, you know, it's tough, obviously, when you know that you have the hitting that you're facing. You know, we try to save Jay for as much as possible to shut those teams down. But when it comes down to it, one night, one game, that's all we need. You know, and the girls know that and ready. So we'll have to strategize a little bit and see what we're going to do and have our hitters step up and do what they need to do.
Coach Andy Adams has been my guest here on the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coach's Corner. Coach, like always, we appreciate your time. We wish you the best of luck this weekend, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Sounds good, Rob. Thanks so much.